Everyone. Thank you for joining today's speaker series webinar, Deploying Your First UWP-Based Xbox App. My name is Brianna Wise, and I am the Program Manager for EIP. Before I introduce our speaker, I just wanted to touch on some program and webinar notes. Some of you joining today may not be an EIP, so we just wanted to take a moment to invite you to join our program. The Ecosystem Insider Program is a developer program with multiple benefits, such as invites to hack events and invitations to speaker series like the one we're doing right now today. Partners in our program also have access to engineering teams, they receive guidance through multiple outlets, and our top partners gain exposure through our shared directory. To get started, all you have to do is email eipcoms@microsoft.com. EIP hosts hack events internationally, and those are small-scale events where partners have the opportunity to work more one-on-one with Microsoft subject matter experts in areas of a particular focus. For example, today's speaker, Dale, will be hosting the listed upcoming UWP hack events not only in Redmond, but also in New York and Chicago later this year, and he would bring in other speakers with him as well. You can also see that we have many other topics for the speaker series, so make sure you request to join our Yammer network so you get those invites. And if you don't see a topic that you're interested in, make sure you let us know what we're missing so we can try and add it in. And as a reminder, everything you hear and see today should be kept confidential. Please do not share the information, take screenshots, etc. However, Microsoft will be sharing the recorded speaker series on Yammer, and in the upcoming weeks, we will share all of them. And for any Microsoft attendees, please make sure your questions are appropriate for external audiences. If you have an internally focused question, you can email eipcoms@microsoft.com and we'll respond after the webinar. Everyone will be muted throughout the entire call, and we ask that you type your questions or comments in the instant messaging section of the meeting, and we'll make sure to leave about 10 minutes for Q&A. And now I would like to introduce today's speaker, Dale Linneman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the speaker series. We're going to be starting out with deploying your first Xbox UWP-based app. I know everyone's been excited. I'm Dale Linneman. I'm a technical evangelist here at Microsoft. Been working with Xbox One since the ADK and launch of Xbox One, as well as working with Xbox 360 before that. And I'm going to take you through the steps today of deploying your first app. So let's get started. All right, we're going to start out with an overview. First, we're going to look at the changes from ADK to UWP. We'll look at the software and tools. We'll look at developer kit for UWP and retail activation. Then we'll dive into each of those a little bit more specific and talk about the developer kit recovery flashing, retail activation mode. Then we'll move into the actual developer mode and the dev home app. Talk about the Xbox One connection. You'll get to create your first UWP app to deploy to Xbox. We'll go over the debugging configuration to set up to deploy to your remote machine. We'll talk about pairing Visual Studio with Xbox. And then we'll get to the fun part of deploying your first UWP app to the actual Xbox. We'll follow that all up with some Q&A. But again, as Brianna said, make sure you're asking questions throughout the speaker series. And if we don't hit anything during it, we'll make sure to get it at the end. All right, first we're going to start out with the changes from ADK to UWP. On the left, we have the ADK XDK items. This was mostly offered in HTML, JavaScript, and used WinJS as a framework. It required that you had a developer kit and did not allow the use of retail kits. We used Visual Studio 2012, and it only deployed to the Xbox One. You had to be part of the developer program, and then your app was only launched to the Xbox Store. Now moving to the UWP side. As you can see, we have HTML and JavaScript, and we allow any framework. And then on top of that, we added C# XAML. The best part about it is now you can take your retail kit and turn it into a developer kit, as well as use those developer kits you already have. We're now using Visual Studio 2015 with Update 2 for the Xbox. You can now deploy to the whole Windows 10 device family. This is now open to the public, so there's no need for the program. And then on top of that, you'll have the Windows One store to deploy to all the devices. Setting up your development PC. So this is some of the software and tools that you're going to want to set up prior to doing all the development. As I mentioned before, you're going to want to install Visual Studio 2015 and make sure you have Update 2. I included a URL there to get the Visual Studio 2015 and Update 2 if needed. You're going to want to make sure that you're on the preview SDK that is 14.295 or later. This will enable many of the APIs that we've created. You can grab this from the insider.windows.com site. And make sure that when you're using this new SDK, that you're switching to use it during your app deployments. One thing to note here is this is preview software at the time, so not all APIs are available right now. But we are adding more with each new recovery, so be sure you're checking on the new recoveries and seeing which APIs were added. Moving into the recovery flash and the retail activation mode. So the current developer kit for Xbox One still needs to be flashed. Right now, you still have to grab the new recovery and then flash that over to the dev kit yourself. Make sure you keep an eye on our Yammer group to get the newest recoveries, as we always post them. Like, we just reposted the new May 23rd recovery that was just released. One thing to note here is make sure you're not using the retail activation on the dev kit. Many people think that this is part of enabling UWP, but all this does is actually turn a retail dev kit into a full-on dev mode kit. Moving on to the retail Xbox One. The first thing to note here is if you're in a beta program or any other preview programs, you can only be enrolled in one at a time. So make sure that you're not enrolled in anything prior to setting this up. The nice thing about the retail Xbox dev kit is you don't have to do any recovery flashing. Everything is always updated on the newest recovery. The retail activation is actually used to enable that dev mode so you can push apps and sideload apps. If you follow the URL below, it'll walk you through the steps, but I'll do so soon here as well. Developer kit recovery flashing. Some of you coming from the ADK platform, which is Application Developer Kit, are used to this. But some of you that haven't, we'll quick run over the steps. The good thing about this is you get to select which recovery you're actually flashing, so you always know what build you're on, and it can help you track versions. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to download the newest recovery zip. After you download that, you'll unzip those files to expose the os.bat files. You're going to want to use the command line to XB connect to your IP address of your console. Or if you have the ADK XDK tools, you can use the Xbox One GUI manager. Once you've extracted those folder and files, you're going to want to look at the two files that are .bat labeled. One is Xbox One Update, and the other one is Xbox One No Reset. Depending on if you want to completely wipe your system or keep some of your apps and settings intact, you'll want to choose accordingly. The thing to note here is the No Reset is the one that does not restart everything over and keeps your files and settings intact. Once you start running this, it should take about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. Make sure that it completes fully, as sometimes it seems like it's done, but it's still actually completing the installation. Sometimes one thing to note is your console may reboot several times. Just let it keep doing so, and once it's done, it'll settle down on the dashboard. Moving into retail activation mode. So you're going to want to log on to your Xbox One console, and you're actually going to search the App Store for the Dev Mode Activation app. Once you find it, you're going to want to install it, and then you can navigate to your My Games and Apps to launch it. Once it's launched, you're going to open the app and you're going to see a code displayed. You're then going to go to your development PC, and you're going to navigate your browser to developer.microsoft.com/Xbox App Activate. One thing to note here on step 7 is you want to make sure that you have a Dev Center account, as you'll need to sign in here. Once you sign into the Dev Center account, you're going to want to use that activation code. You're going to go through some agreements, and then you'll see the process start. Once this process starts, it'll take a little while, so be patient. It has to download the preview build and install it. Sometimes this can take several hours on a slow connection. Most people, it should be rather quick. Once you're done with that, you can actually get started and restart into developer mode. Once you've done so, you're going to notice a few new things that you have on your developer mode. The first thing is you're going to see a big tile labeled Dev Home. Dev Home is an internal app that has many tools and utilities built into it. I would suggest exploring it and looking around, as there's a lot of tools that can be useful. The other thing is you're going to use this app to toggle between developer mode and retail mode, as keep in mind that on both kits, you can actually still flip back to retail mode. You're also going to use this app for console IPs and your hostname of your Xbox. You can go through here and see network traces. You can create screen and video captures, see the test counts that are enabled. And then you're also going to want to use Visual Studio pairing for this as well. Moving forward, you're going to see once you're in the dev home, in the top left, you're going to see the IP address. This is the main method to connect to the IP of the Xbox. On the right side, you're going to see the host name. This is a customized name that you can create, so you don't always have to use the IP address. One thing to keep in mind here is your IP address can change, so make sure that as you're developing, you check back here to ensure that your IP is still up to date. One other note here is I want to recommend using a wired connection. Wireless connections are less stable and can introduce latency. These can cause you to believe that you have issues within your app, and it's just more ideal to use a wired connection. Okay, now we're going to move forward to creating your first app. We're going to create the standard Hello World app. First, you're going to open Visual Studio 2015. You're going to want to go under Visual C Sharp, Windows, Universal. Then you're going to go and select the blank app on the right. Once you create this, if you're used to Universal apps, you're going to see that this is nothing special for Xbox. It's just a standard Universal app. Once you've done this, you're going to want to open the mainpage.xaml. You can create a text block in there and enter Hello World. Then save the page and project, and we'll come back to this in a short bit. Now you're going to want to go over to your solution manager, and you're going to right-click on your solution and go down to properties. You'll see a screenshot I included on the right here to show you where to find this. Once you do so, you're going to see that there's a new page that pops open. The default tab is selected on application. You're going to want to select the debug tab. This tab is the one that you're going to use for all your settings to set up your remote machine or your Xbox. You're going to want to first make sure that that top right section of platform is set to Active x86. Then you're going to move down to the middle of the screen and you're going to see Target Device. You'll want to set that to Remote Machine. Under Remote Machine, you're going to want to enter your IP address or your device hostname. And then for authentication method, you're always going to want to use Universal Unencrypted Protocol. The reason for this is we use pairing as an authentication mode. Let's jump into pairing now. So in order for your Visual Studio to talk to your Xbox and have authenticated connection, you're going to go back into Dev Home, and then you're going to see a small section labeled Visual Studio. That section is going to have a button labeled Pair with Visual Studio. Once you push that button, you're going to see a new screen populate, and that's going to have a 6-digit code. You're going to want to leave the screen up and take note of that code. Once you've taken note of that code, you're going to want to go back to Visual Studio. You can then go up to the Remote Machine button and click that. You're going to see the first pop-up window is going to ask for that code from our previous step. Be sure to enter that code exactly as you see it. Once you've paired it, you shouldn't have to pair it again, and everything will stay connected. After that, you're going to see everything will start building and deploying. Be patient here. Sometimes it can look like it's not deploying, but it actually is. Keep in mind that it is sending everything over the network to your Xbox. Once it starts pushing to the Xbox, you'll start to see a splash screen. And then you'll see your application load. And you've now launched your first UWP app on your Xbox. It's not a real looker, but at least you've done it. And this is the first step into developing. Just want to go over a couple things to keep in mind here. When you're working on the Xbox, there's a couple things that just stand out that are a little bit different from standard development for UWP apps. Keep in mind that you're going to want to do a responsive design, so everything works on all the devices. One special thing here is remember that controller navigation is now the standard input device. This differs quite a bit from mouse and touch. When using mouse and touch, users are freeform and they can click anywhere. A controller navigation has to go through each element, so make sure you take this in consideration when designing your layouts. One of the biggest gotchas on working for TVs is there's a feature called overscan, and this is always enabled. If you're not familiar with this, I would suggest looking it up. It'll help you understand how to design for a TV and how to use the title-safe borders. The other thing to keep in mind is you're going to want to use color-safe colors for TVs. TVs don't use a full color spectrum. They actually condense it a small bit to make sure that all the colors are safe and that they always display in a similar fashion. The other thing to keep in mind here is your user is going to actually be about 10 feet away. Most people use their Xboxes while sitting on their couch, and their TV is across the room. Make sure when you're creating your UI that you take this in consideration and make items big enough and easy enough to read from a further distance away. Also keep in mind that this is where your views will come into play, where you can create a different experience for each different device. But the best part about it is you're still using the same code. Now that we've deployed to the Xbox, you're also going to want to remember, deploy to your PC and your phone too. You can now use the same code base to deploy to all three. I would suggest doing so often just to see how everything translates. I hope this got you guys started on your new UWP for Xbox. And now we're going to move forward to see if anyone has any questions and answers. One thing to note here is I do have a resource and URL list in case anyone's looking for any of the resources I listed throughout the speaker series. So let's see here. Is there an approximate date that will allow UWP apps? Right now we're still targeting early fall, late summer. We're going to be looking around August or September. I appreciate everyone stopping by here. If anyone else has any other questions or they want to follow up afterwards, they can feel free to email us. Oh, I see we have one more question coming in. So SSO and Xbox Live payment platforms are still going to be available, but they're not going to be required. One thing to note here is the certification and the requirements are going to be changing. Everything is going to be moving much more in line with the actual UWP store and the UWP cert requirements. So no longer will it be the same process that you use on ADK. So mouse mode, as Tim mentioned there in chat, is now default on the new recovery. Mouse mode does emulate something that would be more similar to how you'd use on a PC. The mouse mode allows a free cursor. This is a method that we only suggest for apps that really need a free cursor. Most users are used to using a controller when navigating the Xbox One. When you're navigating the Xbox One, the controller method generally jumps between focus on items. By using the mouse mode, you're kind of changing that whole mode on the user, and they have to get used to using something more similar to a mouse via a joystick. If your app really calls for detailed movement and that free flow design, it's something that you can definitely think about using. The reason we've created this is because one thing to keep in mind is when you're using a controller, you do have to set focuses on each element. Are there any actions the store will use to test Xbox apps over and above what we already do? So right now, we actually haven't determined the exact requirements that are going to be put into place. I can tell you right now that it'll be pretty close to what the current apps go through. There will be a few specific extra items, but those will more pertain to the Xbox itself, and it won't be anything that you're not already used to doing with Windows apps. As Andy Beach noted, if you want to see an example of mouse mode, you can see it by launching Internet Explorer on a retail box. This is the same mode that you're actually going to get with UWP. It's a small cursor that just allows you to move around Internet Explorer. Another question was about the certification process and will it be aligned with Windows 10? Yes, this is going to be perfectly aligned with Windows 10. You will now be using DevCenter for everything for certification. You have much more of the power in your hands of running the certification tests yourself. Also keep in mind that your submission dates will all be selected and released by yourself. So this will change quite a bit from current ADK processes. If you're familiar with Windows 10 development, I'd say you already have one step ahead, and you'll be familiar with the process as you move forward. I know, a lot of people are excited about that. Don't worry, we are too. Another thing I wanted to mention here, if anybody is interested in learning more about UWP development, is we do run the Hackfests. In these Hackfests, we do one-on-one help, and we really work on apps and help you get up to speed on how to develop for the new UWP platform on Xbox. Up until now, we've had great success with this, and we've actually turned apps that are currently on ADK into UWP apps over the time of the Hackfest. I'd suggest looking at some of the dates that we had earlier in the slides and think about signing up. It can be a huge help and really put you ahead of the timeline that you have in place. So I see Lewis asked again on the ADK requirements for Xbox Live SSO and Xbox Live Playment to be applied to Xbox UWP apps. Right now, we don't have exact information on how the payment platform is going to be on Xbox, so I can't speak too deep to that. But keep in mind, there's a lot of things changing. We're releasing a lot of new recoveries, and there's new information daily. So make sure you're keeping an eye on our Yammer, all of our websites, and MSDN for all the newest updated information. Chris asked about disabling mouse mode in JavaScript UWA. The one thing I would suggest if you're doing JavaScript UWA apps is we actually have a TV Helpers GitHub. We have some great examples there that talk you through and show you some examples on how to enable and disable mouse mode and how to do specific things through JavaScript. You can also find the equivalent in C# over on MSDN. We have a large database of samples. And another thing I also want to point out is, remember, these are UWP apps. I would suggest going to the actual UWP samples, taking those and trying to deploy those to your dev kit. Some of them may not work 100% because the APIs may not be put into place, but that's where you come in, you're a developer. You just take those samples and then you can work with them, and you'll learn a lot just by editing and modifying them to make them launch on the Xbox. It's a great way to get your hands into and start developing for UWP on Xbox. All right, looks like everyone's questions were answered. I just wanted to say thanks, everyone.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Thank you, Dale, so much for leading this series. And if you have any questions, make sure you email us at eipcoms@microsoft.com or shoot us a message in Yammer. I did post the Yammer link in the chat, so go back and check that real quick if you need access to our Yammer page. And if you have any more questions, just email it. Thank you all and have a great day.